Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're going to be joined momentarily by, not a doc, Chris Barr, a good buddy, going way, way, way back, and really doing another deep dive into 100% whole food nutrients, particularly minerals, and one particular one we'll start with. As we reported yesterday on a study out of China, acknowledging that, weirdly enough, people that were in higher selenium areas, in other words, their diet consisted of more selenium than in areas where they didn't have as much in China. Those places where there was more selenium, those people recovered. We're like, wow, this could be interesting. We're not sure, but we better check. And who better to check with than the Sultan of Selenium? Our buddy, not a doc, Chris Barr. Chris, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it's good to be here, and I understand there's a one-second delay, and there's an easy way to fix that. Y'all shut up and just let me have the next 45 minutes. And
carry on, my friend.
Well, when this all started, I didn't even talk hardly at all or really anybody, but the fact of the matter is, this is all a selenium issue. Period. It's not a mask. It's not about hydrochloroquine. It's not about zinc. It's not about vitamin D. It's not about vitamin C. It's a selenium issue. It's well documented in the medical literature that selenium, against viruses, against viral replication, against preventing viral replication. By the way, recent story, Fauci said something about virus reproduction, which is 100% inaccurate. Viruses don't reproduce. They replicate. Okay, so they can't even keep their, you know, the science they believe in accurate and straight. It's a selenium issue. Okay, but they're not, they're basically taking a stance of don't confuse me with facts because my mind is made up. So it's not about wearing a mask. It's not about keeping a 6-foot distance. Nothing matters if you have plenty of selenium, period. They're not going there. So it's interesting that the Chinese study was one that goes back several months, actually. And the University of Hawaii submitted a letter basically summing up some of the data in the Chinese study from several months ago. And, of course, at the end of both the Chinese study and the University of Hawaii sending a letter published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they all end up saying, well, this is interesting, an interesting area for further study. Well, first of all, it should have been the first point of study if they wanted to do studies 6 months ago, except we really don't need to because we already have all the detail that we need. So I was a little bit kind of trying to think of the right word, grateful, I guess, to see that people have been listening to me for decades. They just haven't been paying attention because I didn't address this initially for a variety of reasons, basically threats from powers that be. But people were stocking up selenium when this scare first came out. So they seem to remember, oh, wait, what did that Chris Barr say about viruses and death? Oh, yeah, selenium. So for a while, people were going crazy on selenium. And one of the reasons I didn't talk about it is because the fact of the matter is innate response can't possibly provide enough selenium for 300 million Americans. So I'm not sure they can provide for every Robert Scott Bell listener all that's needed, but that is all that is needed. It's a selenium issue. There's been some talk of late about the virulence of the virus seems to be diminishing because the death rate has come down, which just goes further to show that people don't understand selenium and viruses. Nobody in the history of the world has ever died from a virus. Nobody. What they die from is selenium deficiency. So the initial hit regarding this virus was virtually always in immunocompromised elderly who are immuno. It was always immunocompromised. If you are immunocompromised, you have grossly deficient selenium levels, period. There are no exceptions. So the initial hit that caused the higher rate was in the lowest level of selenium people. So we don't have those people because they're dead, because their levels of selenium were so level that, or were so low that they were more susceptible to the activity of this or any other virus that would be prevalent, that would be deadly. Mm-hmm. So now the people that are left aren't as low in selenium. And so that's why there's less of a death rate. It has nothing to do with the nonsense, the non-science about, oh, it must be losing its virulence. It's just the people that are left aren't as susceptible to death because they're the lowest level of selenium people are now dead.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're just dealing with the severe deficiency. You know, and it's interesting, the study published several months ago out of China, and then the letter that was written by the University of Hawaii scientists to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they even noted that Johns Hopkins had even noted that places that were hardest hit, Italy, France, Great Britain, and others, were historically noted for lower selenium levels than normal. So this isn't, it's not like they don't know this. They're just avoiding it. And for some reason, it's gotten brought up now,
mm-hmm.
Even though the fact of the matter is it's always been about selenium deficiency. It's always been about selenium deficiency. It's always been about selenium deficiency. See, we need to get our narrative down. The reason they're beating us over the head with mask mandates and, all this nonsense, non-science, because that's what it is because they have their narrative down and we don't. You know, I'm so tired of seeing the nutrition people or the health people saying, oh, look, the doctor over here has got a natural treatment using steroids. No, that's not natural. Here's another treatment using hydrochloroquine. No, that's not natural. Okay, and it's not the root of the issue. The root of the issue is a gross deficiency of selenium. 40 years ago, Americans had a blood level of 160 on average, and that was at the low end of the scale for westernized nations. Today, the American level is half of that. So it's half today of what was 40 years ago a substandard level. So people are more susceptible to viral attacks, not because the virus is a better fighter, but because people are...
Hold on, Chris. I got to interrupt here. Your audio just did a hiccup. I'm going to come back to this article here as I continue to speak. And I've got it linked up, and super, if you want to add, because there's a hyperlink within the article that we've linked that goes into the full study. And it said, our results show an association between the reported cure rates for COVID-19 and selenium status. These data are consistent with the evidence of the antiviral effects of selenium from previous studies. Indeed, multiple cellular and viral mechanisms involving selenium and selenoproteins could influence viral pathogenicity, including viral-encoded selenium-dependent glutathione peroxidases. On and on it goes, what selenium is and what it's doing and how it's the key factor, as Chris just stated, in prevention of what they call coronavirus manifestations or even deaths. And now that we see the reduction in death rates, it could be argued, and I think in a validated sort of way, that the people who were most vulnerable were the people that were most selenodeficient. Now, those would include the elderly with multiple comorbidities and on multiple medications, because the medications themselves challenge detoxification pathways, reduce minerals of the body that are used, then relinquished, if you will, to protect the body. And the selenium drops even further precipitously, and that results in more destruction of normal metabolic functions and, yes, ultimately death, despite the heroic Herculean drug-induced efforts, whether it be, I don't know, ventilators that we've said, you know, 4 out of 5 people don't come off of those, they die. But no discussion, even though the scientific literature is replete with so much associated with selenium and selenium deficiency and how it manifests as, well, this or any other issue or label that they want to give it. Super Don, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You can. All right. So Chris froze up. Do you see? Can you see that? I want to make sure we can get
I'm working on trying to get that resolved here.
Okay, thank you. So as I go more through the story here, I'm going to come back to the article as we go to the top of it again. I'm going to go back up to the top and where they acknowledge human selenium deficiency disease, cardiomyopathy, and it was very endemic to northeast China where selenium was low. Seasonal variation depending on when they got selenium in their diets due to dietary shifts through the season. And when the population was supplementing with selenium, the incidence of a disease called Keeshan disease, later identified as the Coxsackie, right? That's another virus that they say causes things. You recognize one day, eventually, that we're dealing with massive selenium deficiencies everywhere. We've seen the worst manifestations of what they're calling one specific virus, without evidence other than an RNA sequence that they claim is unique to the COVID-2 or SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19, which they haven't actually proven that this is the case, because they don't have studies showing in the blood of victims that are testing positive on these RT-PCR tests that they're actually isolating this one unique complete virus, as opposed to identifying through RT-PCR and amplifying it hundreds of billions and billions of times to say, aha, we found it. This is what's causing the problem. Like if it took that much Herculean efforts of magnification, amplification to do that, how is it in there doing anything to you other than indicating that there's a selenium deficiency? Once again. And I'll go back to the era of AIDS with the claims of HIV and retroviruses. Even Luc Montagnier, who is one of the features that you have for supporting us through Patreon, is that you have access to the unpublished anywhere yet interview and transcript of my interview with Luc Montagnier, where he at one point acknowledged selenium plays a role in protecting against viruses, and even went on the record talking about how a better diet can clear you of what they call AIDS. How interesting is that?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Chris, carry on. I did my level best to go through some more of the study. The astonishment with which people are not paying attention to what we call the obvious. We should call it the moment of scientific duh, but they won't even read the literature that is there for all to read.
In the first hour, you said something about you talk to doctors and they don't even know things that they should know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I talk to nutrition and alternative healing people, and they don't know. But they...
That's a good point. Yeah, that's disappointing,
okay, so,
too.
We don't have things going a whole lot better here. Again, we don't have the narrative that we should have, and that is selenium, selenium, selenium. Did I mention selenium? Okay, so we have the studies. The University of Hawaii addressed some. They basically summed up the Chinese study from a few months ago with a newly published letter to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, which they added some other studies. So everybody in medicine, when they look at selenium, which isn't very often, notes that there are a boatload of studies on preventing viral loads from building, from decreasing viral load, preventing virus replication, increasing the immune system. They know these things, but they're not looking there. And even in these articles, when they do look, they say, oh, this is a promising area for new study. Meanwhile, people are dying. Okay? And we already have the answer. It's a selenium issue. Mm-hmm. The countries that were hardest hit were noted as the lowest selenium areas. Mm-hmm. America is a low selenium area. Now, we still have to deal with all the fraud and spell that P-H-R-A-U-D because they have heightened death levels that are not true. You know, they're blaming deaths that have nothing to do with COVID. The caseloads are fraudulent because, as Fat Robbie put up a study that he found. I don't know where he found it, but it was from like 4 months ago, before all of this nonsense really got ratcheted up. And it shows an 80% false positive amongst the asymptomatic using the PCR test. You know, they keep talking about confirmed cases, and they don't have any. Because their confirmed testing is not accurate. It's not accurate in the least. Well, actually, it is accurate in the least little bit.
Chris, let me ask you, would this mean that if we were really serious, like let's say we're taking this serious, whatever this is, we get, call it COVID, whatever, would we then shift our testing to say, hey, what are your blood levels of selenium? That will tell us more about your risk for whatever this is.
Absolutely. That's all they have to do. And it costs less. I mean, I think it's like $100 for a selenium blood test. And that's the other key. We have to go to a selenium blood test because these studies that they just cited are hair tests. Okay, those tests are not as accurate. I've seen other tests in years past when they want to work around selenium having any effectiveness. And they said, well, we did this based on toenail studies. Okay, look, exogenous waste products. We love our hair, we love our pedicures, but the fact of the matter is those are not healthful, accurate sources.
Well, they're not closer to real time. You're talking about measuring something that came out a long time ago in the nail and the hair,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Get more current.
So if they were to test blood levels, they would know who is susceptible. Mm-hmm. Of course, you'd also know that everybody needs more speed. The Chinese said, like, there was one area that has 550 micrograms per day in their diet, which is huge. That rivals the Japanese levels. And they noted in those areas that they don't have much COVID occurrence, and they have a much higher rate of recovery from COVID in those areas where they have the highest levels of selenium. But all this rates in these discussions is, well, we don't have a lot of other comorbidities examined, and this makes it an interesting area for study. Of course, they're not studying there, which they should have been studying from the beginning. But the point of all this is everything that's being done is to train the sheeple to do as they're told. It has nothing to do with health. It has nothing to do with preventing contagion. It has nothing to do with, you know, preventing death. It has to do with training the sheeple to do as they're told. So this is also a selenium issue. People need to have plenty of selenium, and they're not going to have a problem. And the people that are having a problem don't have plenty of selenium. So, yes, you're right. The testing they should be doing, if they're going to be doing testing, is a selenium blood test. And it doesn't take long to do that, by the way. It's quicker than the other alleged accurate tests that they have for COVID.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hurt.
The coronavirus pandemic has spurred an increase in gun sales. New preliminary research from the University of California at Davis suggests those additional sales are linked to higher rates of gun violence.
The researchers analyzed monthly firearm purchases and firearm violence for the lower 48 states and the District of Columbia starting in January 2018 through June of 2020. Based on their modeling and preliminary conclusions, researchers estimate Americans bought 2.1 million more firearms than last year in what they call excessive firearm purchases in the months since the coronavirus pandemic began to hit the United States. Further, researchers estimated a 28% increase in firearms violence from March through June, including at least 776 additional deaths across the nation. This is USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill say they'll unveil the next COVID-19 relief package on Monday, but Democrats say they're moving too slowly. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
House Democrats passed a bill 2 months ago to extend $600 supplemental unemployment benefits through January, but the GOP-controlled Senate hasn't taken it up. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the need is real.
A house is burning down in terms of the economic security of America's families, and these people are fiddling wherever they may be this weekend.
Negotiating a final deal could take at least several weeks. I'm Chris Barnes.
Civil rights icon John Lewis's body was carried across the Edmund Pettus Bridge today in Selma, Alabama. It's the bridge he crossed to march to Montgomery on March 7, 1965, a day that would become known as Bloody Sunday. His body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol next week before a private funeral at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
But I share your concern, of course, as we talk about this, as you brought it up. There's no way the right form, the manufacturer of that form, which I don't have any relationship with, I don't sell it, but the concern would be they couldn't meet the demand if everybody figured this out all at once. So we're trying to let the folks that are awake and aware and are open to hearing the facts leading to the truth, to, if you're not already doing what we're doing, I would strongly consider it. And Jonathan has hopefully an adequate stock of the innate response selenium right now. I've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We did a just a click through on the Choose to Be Healthy website, and then we go right to it. It's a 90 tablet. It's a that Megafood is the same brand technically. It's a different division, but they have it, I think, a 60 count, which is a little more expensive for per tablet. And someone was asking, is there a good form for children? It's like, well, I've been giving this to my kids since they were little. Before they could swallow the tablet, I crushed it up, or my wife did, and put it in their food. Or smoothie or whatever, and it's food. So it's not faking the body out. It's just that they can't swallow the tablets yet, but it's perfectly fine. I've been giving it to my kids since they were little.
Yeah, the Mega Food costs 50% more, so stick with Innate Response, unless you can't get it. But for right now, you can. I contacted the company yesterday and let them know, I hope you guys are ratcheting up. One of the people there said, well, we're not really having much demand for that. And I said, well, based on some new news that has come out this weekend, that may be changing. You better ratchet it up. They actually sent me a thank you note yesterday, or somebody did.
Wow, good.
Hey, thanks for letting us know about the Hawaii study.
Yeah. Yeah, because that will, you know, people are going to read it, and some people will go, maybe I should take more selenium. They may or may not know about the right form, because as we've talked about for years here on this show, there are synthetic isolates, amino acid chelates. These things are trying to fool the body into thinking it's like food, but it's not, and it's not going to be the same benefit per microgram. Is that correct
right
to say that?
Yes, it's going to be far less beneficial. In fact, the worst form is the synthetic selenomethionine, and that's the one that gets the most attention. For a variety of crooked reasons. But, you know, there was a doctor, like 20 years ago, he looked at every form of selenium in the marketplace for bioavailability. Mm-hmm. And the innate response selenium was twice as bioavailable as the second best form, which, by the way, is no longer in the marketplace. And it was 100 times more bioavailable than every other form or more. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot more done with a lot less. You know, we know the levels. This is all the information. More than 40 years ago, 200 micrograms daily is a good general amount. 400 micrograms daily was called an optimum amount. And now, that's the amount the Japanese consume in their diet on average 40 years ago. I don't know what it is now, but it's probably not that much different. They're still the healthiest, have the least cancer, and have the greatest lifespan, and have every time they check annually for the last 40 or 50 years. And that's the primary reason, is a high selenium intake. It keeps their immune system built up. Okay, so I tell everybody, take at least no less than 200 micrograms, and 400 micrograms is an optimal amount. I didn't come up with those figures. I didn't make them up. It's not Chris Barr says. It's not a doctor's research. Well, it is my research because I've dug into the research.
Hmm.
That came from the late Gerhard Schrauser 40 years ago, who chaired two world conferences on selenium and cancer through the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So we know the amounts that are necessary to boost the immune system. It's not a mystery. It's just ignored, not looked at, and studies like this are put out that say, well, this is an interesting area for further study. Okay, while people continue to die.
Yeah, send us more money. Yeah. We need to do more research, on and on. We can't actually conclude what Chris and Robert are saying, but y'all take your life into your own hands at this point, because those that are claiming that the virus is going to kill you because it's just so dangerous and vicious and all of that, the research is there already. We know, as you know, and Batari, as you said, he said, it's birth control for viruses that don't reproduce. Of course, they replicate, unlike Fauci, who doesn't seem to know that. And, you know, we're dealing with something that it should be, I don't know, in legal terms, they call it prima facie evidence, in a sense. It's right there. It's not hidden.
Can we put something to rest right here and right now? Although we'll need to repeat it a million times to overcome all the fraud that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Fauci has been in charge since the early 80s of the government's highest immune agency. He's one of the most published people. That's part of what they give him credibility. Oh, he has all this publishing. He's one of the most well-published people. Okay, so he has published on the immune system more than just about anybody in the history of the world, and he's never once mentioned selenium.
Never once mentioned
so. So he is a 100% fraud, because it's all over the market. It's all over the literature before Fauci took over almost 40 years ago and since, and he has never mentioned saline. He hasn't said it's bad. Mm-hmm. He hasn't said it's worthless. He hasn't said it's not studied. He just hasn't even mentioned it at all. By the way, he hasn't mentioned silver hydrosol either. Okay, so the most important items documented for the immune system, Fauci has never mentioned in 40 years. Mm-hmm. He's a fraud. That's why I call him Fraudster Fauci. He's a 100% total little evil man.
Fraudster Fauci that wants to use force of government to force you to wear masks, as we talked about on yesterday's show as well. Listen, we are on the tail end of the show today. We got a few bonus questions, comments we'll get to later. But I've got Chris Barr on today. It's not easy to get him. He's so busy doing all the things he's doing, much less research or traveling around to help folks wherever they are. So, by the way, Chris, yesterday on the show, we had a doctor of chiropractic, traditional Chinese medicine guy, acupuncture guy. He's in Louisiana, Missouri. I was so confused. I was like, are you in Louisiana or are you in Missouri? He's like, it's Louisiana, Missouri. I was like, how'd they name it? But then they there's some strange names of cities, but they named it after the state, apparently. But doing good work there and with Trinity, which I appreciate. But I thought there's some good people in Missouri. That's good. So let's see. What else we got to go to from here? Oh, you know what? I wanted to show everybody. And Superdoll, I'll bring you into the mix here for this because these are my sexy vegetables. Here we go. This is the latest from this morning, cucumber. See, I could put sunglasses on this guy. He could ride the subway. It's all good. But people say, well, it's not big enough. It's like I could wait every day. It'll keep ballooning up. But I like them when they're smaller. I think they're tastier when they're smaller. I don't need to have a monster-sized, pumpkin-sized zucchini. I think this is great. And my wife mulched the other one up and put it in some spaghetti sauce the other night so the kids wouldn't know. You know how they are, finicky kids, right? Anyway, so Chris, I know you guys got stuff growing outside the Shiloh Shalom Special Healing Center, I'll call it. Super Don, I'm still encouraging him if he gets to move soon to maybe have a little garden, which will be fun. So Print your own money, grow your own food.
Well, people need to understand with selenium also, the bioavailability aspect. You know, people will tell me, well, I can get this bottle here for $5. Well, remember, the documented independent research shows 100 times greater bioavailability of innate response selenium than the others. So what that means is that $27 bottle of selenium, if you're paying more than 27 cents for the other bottles that you're thinking are less expensive because they're $5, then you're overpaying because you're not getting the use of it. Plus, because it's not as bioavailable, you have to take a much larger amount, except here's the problem. When you use a non-bioformed form, which all of those are, toxicity occurs at much lower levels. So not only do you have greater availability of the whole food form for your body to do more with, you can take a lot more of it if you wanted to, and the other forms, you have to take such large amounts that you have toxicity issues, not to mention it's not very cost effective. And then there's one that's out there from mustard seed, and people are real excited because they can get 200 micrograms. And, you know, people kept asking me about it. I said, well, ask them for their glutathione peroxidase tests from people taking that. And, of course, they don't have any such tests. You have to show it's actually being used. I finally had somebody that had very poor thyroid activity for a sustained period of time. They had a very low immune activity. They got sick all the time. Their immune system wasn't working. The thyroid wasn't working. But when I got their blood test, their selenium was through the roof and one of the highest levels I'd ever seen. So it didn't make sense. How can they have such high levels of selenium? And I said, well, what selenium are you taking? And they said, oh, that mustard seed one. You know, they named the company. And I went, oh, so that was the first test that I've had of somebody. It shows that the body was getting it into the bloodstream, but it wasn't working because they had continuous thyroid problems, immune system. So, you know, just because you can get a form, most of them you can't get to the bloodstream. But if you can, even with synthetic form, you can raise the blood levels. But it becomes toxic and or it doesn't work.
So Chris, let me add, it's further evidence is let's say on a clinical basis, and I say this in a way that helps people understand. You had an issue that was clearly, as we know, a selenium deficiency. You take a selenium, it even increases your blood levels, they can measure it, but you still have the quote-unquote condition or diagnosis. So there's something not happening in the translation relationship or whatever. Utilization is not fully engaged, even if the blood level goes up. I want to be clear about what you're saying so it makes sense to everyone.
Yes, that's exactly it. You know, I've seen selenium products come and go for 40 years. There were even whole food. I've seen legume. I've seen mushroom. You know, I've seen a variety of different people that have bioformed selenium, but the body doesn't respond to them. Mm. So it's not just about whole food, although that should be the number one concern.
Yeah.
But it's proven effectiveness. And the number one test to do for that is not blood levels, it's glutathione peroxidase. Because when your body has the selenium that it needs and can use it, glutathione peroxidase levels go up. That's how we know if the selenium is effective. And that's what some of these recent tests are showing with COVID. They're showing that heightened glutathione peroxidase levels cause less COVID illness or cause faster cure rates.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the key to glutathione peroxidase in the body is selenium. It's not glutathione. Mm-hmm. It's selenium.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin
and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Consumption of white refined bleach flour, which according to the U.S. Department of Commerce in 2007, is the number one most consumed item in the American dietary.
Let me ask Super Don, you heard Chris just say white flour. Do you think the white needs to be capitalized, or can it be small case, the W in white? What do you think?
Depends on whether this is an article that's in the Associated Press or not.
Right. Oh, and Chris has always called AP the Associated Propaganda. I don't know if you caught that last hour. Super Don was just like, he had to step up and get out of the room when he read this, that the Associated Press has now decided to capitalize the letter B in black when we're talking about people, and keep the lowercase for W in white for talking about those. I know. It's absurd. So we got a lot of new listeners and watchers here on the Robert Scott Bell Show website. Thank you for being here. Gimme One, who has been very active in the last couple of days, has asked this question, Chris, and because not everybody has heard us before talking about these issues. He says, so what is a good amount of selenium to take?
Nobody should take less than 200 micrograms daily. That's a good general amount. 400 micrograms daily is an optimum amount. I didn't come up with that. Dr. Gerhard Schrauser did 40 years ago, who was a professor of medical chemistry at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, chaired two world conferences on selenium and cancer. So that's my authority for how much that you need. I can tell you why. The highest level in the world is in the Japanese diet, where their daily consumption in their dietary averaged 360 micrograms a day, and the high-end consumption was almost 600 micrograms a day. So that's where they have the lowest cancer rate. Every time they do a survey for the last 50 years, that's where they have the lowest or the highest longevity every year for 50 years. Mm-hmm. And primary reason is selenium boosts their immune system, prevents cancer, is key to the heart health, is key against Alzheimer's. It's the number one key to thyroid health. The cause of cataracts is the gross selenium deficiency, period. Okay, so there are so many things that selenium enters into, and the Japanese have them all licked because their dietary consumption is almost 400 a day. Mm-hmm. So when Gerhard Schrauser said 400 micrograms an optimum amount, I have found that to be true. And people who have listened to me for decades now, they tell me how their children notice the difference. That all the children at school get sick for a week or two, and from whatever is prevailing in the school system, and their children either don't get sick or they're sick for a day or two.
Mm-hmm. So difference.
Children are, and I've seen this for 30 years.
Hold on, children. I apologize. I've got to interrupt. Something's coming across the wire right now. Well, this may be shocking news, but I've got to reveal it here. The Kentucky police are on the way to the Robert Scott Bell Show studio with ankle bracelets for my zucchini. Apparently, it tested positive for COVID-19. I'm going to demand a retest, and I want them to test it for selenium content because I'm not believing a word of them. They are not going to ankle bracelet my zucchini. And also, the report on the AP that will capitalize the letter B in black but not W in white is true. Super Don's not making that up, from David Bowder of Associated Propaganda. Sorry for that unintended interruption. That just came through. I had to reveal it. Everybody okay?
Well, Associated Propaganda I've used for decades, but with that latest news report, perhaps as an alternative, we can also call them Absurdist Press.
Well said, Chris Barr. All right, my buddy, my brother. Now, just last thing, because UK Health Radio has to drop, and then I've got to go. But the Shiloh Shalom, it's like a bed and breakfast. It's a wonderful place. I know we've talked about having things happening there, healing happening, teaching sessions happen there. Is it open for business? Is the stake shut? What's going on, real quick?
Well, it's sort of open. We have people here as on an as-needed basis. We're not really promoting it because there's still a lot of things that we're doing, and Angie's a perfectionist and picky. But if somebody has need, yes, we're
okay. That's the way we do it. That's the way I've said it. I put it out there for people. When there is a need, God lets you know. God lets me know. God lets Chris know. Spirit lets us know. We're paying attention. And I appreciate you, Chris, so much for all of your diligent work in getting this information out. I'm just glad we have the opportunity to share it, especially in this COVID crazy time that we're in. Power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.